You know, I think just, you know, being smart about it. Obviously, you know, we were high on the ball and ball security, and then on defense taking it away and creating, you know, turnovers and stuff. So it's a big point of emphasis, you know, especially as a quarterback. You know, you handle the ball every play. So, you know, there's a high necessity to be careful with it and not give it away. So, I mean, it's things that I have to work on and decisions that need to be better made.
Specifically the last two picks on Monday. Did it confirm what you thought you were doing?
Yeah, you know, it's just bad decisions, really. You know, just things that shouldn't happen, that can't happen, you know, in order to be productive and move the ball as an offense. So, I mean, it's something that we learned from, that I learned from, and now moving on.
Gus said, not concerned about the interceptions, he's concerned about your look. Do you know how you're supposed to look or how he wants you to look?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Gus is, you know, he's high on body language. And, you know, as a quarterback, that's a big part of it. And you want to have positive body language no matter what's going on. Because, I mean, the offense and teammates kind of feed off that and see that and see how you're acting to situations. So, I mean, it's part of it. Turnovers are part of it. It's going to happen. You know, obviously you want to limit them. But, I mean, we're going to stay aggressive. You know, I'm going to continue to throw balls and, you know, hopefully try and throw into our receivers now.
You guys also said you were pretty good at playing the game, doing what you needed to do, and then going back and evaluating and worrying about the mistakes. Is that just part of the makeup you have to have at your position?
I think so, definitely. You know, you got to be able to go out there and play the game, make the decisions in the game situations that you're going to make, that you prepared all week to make, and then sit down and watch it and evaluate it and say, okay, you know, was this the right decision? Did I go to the right place with the ball? You know, did I get us in the right play and all that stuff? And, you know, all that is just what you go through during the week in your preparation. And then, you know, when you evaluate it and fix some things, you obviously learn from it and don't try not to do it again.
You always been able to do that, or has that been a learned process playing the position since you were young?
I think it's something that I've always done. You know, I think a lot of people enjoy watching the things they do well. You know, I kind of enjoy watching the things I don't do well and how I can get better at them and make those things that I do well.
In what areas has the offensive line improved, in your opinion, over the last month?
Yeah, they've been, you know, obviously this past week they played, you know, unbelievably. I mean, they were good in all phases. They ran block really well, you know, obviously by the statistics there. And then pass block, you know, just as good. There was a couple of things that I messed up on or could have got the ball out or done something to avoid a sack. But, I mean, I thought they played well. They've been getting better and better each and every week. And, you know, now it's kind of we've had good passing games. We've had, you know, good running games now. And, you know, we're trying to put it together. You know, it's exciting to see that, you know, how good we can be, you know, when both things are clicking.
You seem really comfortable 2 minute. Is that just because it simplifies things? It just allows you to go out there and play? And have you always kind of been like that?
Yeah, I think, that kind of goes back to college. We would get in 2 minute in random situations and you know, we'll kind of flow and go. And but, I mean, I think, you know, our guys do a good job in it. You know, obviously when you're going that fast, the defense gets tired. It limits the things they can do. And we can just go play ball. So, I mean, I think that definitely helps out.
Like, you've had both offensive players and defensive players picking you up maybe after a mistake this past Sunday. What does it mean to you to have the confidence of the entire team?
I think it's pretty cool. You know, I think the fact that that teammates care, you know, it's an unbelievable feeling that those guys care and are there in support. And, you know, I want to do everything I can to give back and have their back. And, you know, if it was to be the other way, if somebody else was struggling, you know, I'd definitely be there to help and support them.